Let's get ready, put on your safety belts, and let's go. Rob?
Yeah, Vic, we believe there is the mantle of the forerunner, which is John the Baptist or Elijah. And we're going to take this in the book of Malachi. Some of you Italian people would call it the book of Malachi. But in Malachi chapter 3, it says, "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. Says the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming now." Vic, John the Baptist was one that said, "Whatever it takes, I'll eat locusts, I'll wear camel's hair." And John was in the wilderness, but I believe there was a whole company of people that God wanted to take into the wilderness with John to get the message to proclaim and prepare the way for the coming of the Lord.
That's right. And you know something, I'm going to just go back a little bit to the Old Testament, Rob, where Elisha and Elisha were there. And Elisha kept on pulling on the mantle of Elisha and said, "Hey, I want the double portion anointing." Well, he said, "Listen to me, you could have it if you stay by my side, and when the chariots come to take me up, you have to see that happen." Then you go and watch the story, and Elisha tries to shake Elisha. He tries to shake him. He just disappears on him a few times, but that young predecessor went behind and said, "My God, I got to stay with the man of God." I tell you, people, the Bible said that there are keys that are going to unlock the kingdom. One of the keys is when you find somebody that's anointed, when you find somebody that knows the word of God, when you find somebody that knows God, it's time to take heed and listen to what they have to say. Because I tell you, when I was with Bishop D'Onofrio, I learned so much in those 7 or 8 years that, my God, I could write books on the things that that man has taught me. He gave me shortcuts in the spirit realm. I'm telling you, people, when you find the man of God that God sends your way, don't treat him as common. I'm not saying you got to take an offering for him. Don't misunderstand me. I'm saying don't treat them as common, because God can use them to bring you all the way.
Yeah, that's actually biblical, Vic. The Bible says the anointing flows down from Aaron's beard, so from the head down. And when we honor fathers, we will get the blessing of the fathers. And we just believe there is a remantling, as you would say. There are mantles in the wilderness, as you would say. And I believe Bishop even wrote an article on that, mantles in the wilderness, that the body of Christ has to take upon themselves and take them in this hour. And, you know, these mantles, they're not lost. They're sort of waiting sometimes in limbo. And like in a bank account, they accrue interest. And if you take them, they're just simply on reserve now. In the book of Matthew, in the 11th chapter, the 10th verse says, "For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before him." Vic, we are now the messengers of God. Me, you, the body of Christ at large. You know, Catherine Coleman's dead, Vic. Wigglesworth is dead. Branham is dead. And in a sense, Elisha's ministry and John the Baptist's ministry is really over, for a sense, because they already have run their course. Now they have passed the baton over to the body of Christ. So now it's up to us to score points, as it would be, on the playing field of Christianity.
Well, you know, that's why it says the spirit of Elijah shall come. Now, I've heard this preached where they claim that Elijah and Enoch or Elijah and Moses are going to come back in Revelations and they're going to be the two witnesses. And that's very possible. But I want to tell you something. When I see that the spirit of Elijah is coming, I believe that we need to open our arms and say, "Jesus, send the spirit of Elijah on me." And I want to tell you something. When the chariots came and picked up Elisha, and Elisha was there, the mantle fell down and he picked it up. Now, when they first came over, there was a body of water that they had to get across. Elijah got his mantle, hit the water, and the waters parted. Now, on the way back, he doesn't realize that his prayer was answered. So his first sign to him is he hits the mantle down on the water and the waters separate. Elisha knew that something just happened.
Yeah, you know, he was in the proper place at the proper time and in the right season. And if you're out of order, sometimes in the natural, you need to go to a chiropractor to get an adjustment. And you need to get your back cracked so your blood can flow freely and you can have health and life again. And in the book of Matthew, in the 17th chapter, Vic, in the 10th verse, it says, "And his disciples asked him," John the Baptist's disciples, "why then do the scribes say Elijah must come first?" Jesus answers, he says, "Elijah truly is coming first and will restore all." So it's a spirit of restoration that's going to come on the body of Christ. And this is how I see it, brethren. I don't see Christ coming back to a busted and disgusted and broke bride. The Bible is very clear, without spot and wrinkle. The bride of Christ is going to be robust and is going to be ready for that wedding day. And in fact, we've got a wedding to go to in several weeks. Vic's son is getting married, so we just wish them all the best in their endeavors. And, you know, most preachers say that at funerals they preach life, and at weddings they preach death, and that's just a joke and all that. But there's a spirit of restoration that's coming on the body of Christ. And I'll read about that in the book of Malachi in a little bit. But Vic, tell the people what you see the body of Christ coming into in its fullness before the return of Jesus.
I believe that it's very simple to what the body of Christ is supposed to come into. Now listen to the scripture. It's in John. I believe it's the 14th chapter. Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the things you see me do, greater things you'll do, because I'm going to the Father." And then he goes on to say, "And I'm going to leave you one called the Comforter. The Spirit of God is going to come and touch you." I believe, people, of the word today is alignment. You've got to align yourself up with the scriptures. You can't go by what this one says and that one says. You got to learn to read what the book says. And I believe what Jesus said when he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, greater." I know there's some Bible thumpers out there that are saying, "What's greater that we could do that Jesus did?" My God, come on, people. This stuff becomes like first grade. But I want to say this. We can get the gospel out through the whole United States and the world. Christ can only walk 100 miles from his home. We have the internet that can touch people in countries that we never even heard of or could pronounce the name. That's kind of greater to me. I'll go on later.
Yeah, you know, there's always that saying, WWJD, what would Jesus do? But I think there's a new saying. It's DWJW, do what Jesus did. And we have got to do what Jesus did. We can only do it because of what he did in the first place. Now, in the end of Malachi chapter 4, verse 5, it says, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet." Whether he's coming back is not what we're here for, you know, dispute or, you know, discuss. It's a spirit of restoration that's coming on the body of Christ. It says, "Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the coming great and dreadful day of the Lord." Here's the ministry. This is why he's coming. This is why this spirit of restoration is coming. "He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers." And Vic, tell the people about the gap that's going to close, called the generation gap. The enemy obviously wants to separate the sons, the children from the fathers, and the fathers from the children, to create an orphan generation. But tell the people about this restoration that we see happening right now.
I believe now that God's going to raise up modern day fivefold ministry that are going to learn to work together. Not only are they going to learn to work together, they're not going to be so sin conscious and so-called discerning. They're going to start to look for the treasure that Christ said is in the earthen vessel. My God, if I had to start judging people for what I see on the outside, I can write a list. But my God, somebody tapped me on the shoulder once, and I'll never forget, and said, "You are seeing some true things. But my God, do you realize that this person is a great administrator? My God, I started to scratch my head and I said, you know, that's true. I've learned how to look for the treasure. But you can't look for the treasure with your own eyes. You've got to ask the Father of light to give you the light that you can see what most can't see. And I want to tell you, there's some qualifications coming to the church. A few things that'll be to your disadvantage to coming into the reformation of the church. One of them is the spirit of stubbornness. Another one is the spirit of pride. Let me tell you about pride. It comes in undetected. It's not easily seen. It's like a person that has bad breath. They don't realize it, but the people around them realize it. I tell you, there are some qualifications, but guess what? Sign up today. Enlist today in the army of God. And I tell you, when you enlist, God's going to take you serious, and he's going to start to do for you what you couldn't do for yourself.
Yeah, see, Vic, this is what the enemy wants to do in this hour. He wants to separate the fathers from the sons, because the fathers carry the wisdom because they've already been through most of the stuff, but the sons have the strength of the lions to actually carry out the vision and the plan of God. So there's a merging together of the fathers and the sons. God is restoring the generation gap that the enemy's trying to put a wedge between the sons and their fathers, because the fathers are the sons' help. And the fathers help the sons get to the next level. And really, the reality is the ceiling or the level that the fathers obtain should be the floor of the sons. And the fathers should hand the baton and catapult the sons to do even more, which is what Jesus said, greater works will you do. So, Vic, just close this show out and just bless the audience.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. But I just want to say this, people. Enlist in the army of God. I call it on Facebook, Vic's Montauk to Manhattan Prayer Army. I tell you today, you're not enlisting with me. I can't help a fly if he's got a